people eat craw.
Crawfish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they eat crawfish. Uh-huh. And eat frog legs.
What kind of frogs you got?
Bullfrogs over here at the pond.
Yeah.
Boys are coming, they go jigging at night. They got a long pole, and it looks like it has a pitchfork on the end of it, not long on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they call that gigging, they go frog gigging.
You know something? There ain't a lot of bullfrogs left now.
They're not?
People are eating them all. You ever had frog legs?
Mm-mm. Too much like fish. I fried them as long as they stand in the skillet. You know they never quit jumping? You put them in the skillet, they still jump.
Good. What other kind of frogs you got?
Oh, just plain frogs. Got little frogs. They that's one of our friends, you know. They eat insects. And I've got them all over the yard. I had a little boy here not long ago. Well, that's his picture right up there on that box, music box. And he said, came in here and said, will you let me have a sack? And I said, what do you want a sack for, honey? I just want a sack. And he got it and went back out on the front there. I have a bird bath out there on the ground. And he came in and said, Mama, I'm ready to go, holding his sack. And I said, son, what you got in the sack? He said, you want to see? And he had 9 frogs in there. He had picked up 9 frogs. And I said, what you going to do with them, honey? He said, I'm going to take them home with me.
Had a poke, huh? Frogs in a poke.
In a sack.
Yeah. Did you ever call it a poke?
Uh-uh.
Where's that? Okay. What kind of little frogs? Green frogs? Did you ever get them?
Yeah, we do have green frogs. We have green snakes, too.
You ever get any frogs that'll go up a tree or anything?
Yeah, they're tree frogs. Mm-hmm. They're just about like the others. They're brown.
What about the ones that would come out after it rained?
Well, they're just frogs. I don't know. That's what I have out here in the yard.
The big kind of brown ones, real fat ones, you ever get them?
Mm-mm.
These
are all little ones.
You find them at night on your, I'm sorry.
Do
you ever have a toad?
Well, I thought a frog was a toad. I said, son, he had all those frogs. And I said, listen, if you had 3 frogs and 2 of them would die, what would the other one do? He said, I'd just kill him. I said, no, he'd croak.
What about those hard shell things?
Turtles, tappins. They are good insect killers, too. We have those. And we have turtles in the pond.
What's a terrapin?
It's a little one that crawls around all over the ground. You see them crossing the road sometimes.
Dry land?
And they're dry land. They're in the garden.
Do they ever go in the water?
I don't know whether they do or not. I never saw or heard tell of one being in the water, but the turtles are in the water. Big old turtles. And they eat up the fish, Rufus said.
Yeah. You got any big kinds of turtles?
Yeah.
What different kinds?
Oh, no, just one turtle, so I don't know. They're in the water. They weigh 4 or 5 pounds.
And the one that lives on dry land?
Terrapins. I think they're terrapins.
I see. Now, when you go fishing, what would folks use for bait sometimes?
I think most anything you want. I was dressing chickens one day and a man came along and asked me if I'd leave the entrails for him. And I said, yeah, what do you want with them? He said, go fishing. He said, the best bait fish you can buy. And I said, all right. And they use worms. They dig these earthworms up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They use that. And then they use the Catawba worms. And while we were selling these vegetables, a man came along and said, I see you got a Catawba tree. Can I have some of those worms? And I said, yes, for a penny a piece. You pick them. You know, you ever see one? Catawba worms?
No, I haven't.
Well, they fish. They say they're the most wonderful bait in the world you can use. So I let him have them.